This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to get arrested for this. You know, you always kind of worry. I hope I don't get arrested for this. I mean, let this radio show be my confession. But I guess my son decided, because he was sitting there playing video games, and he plays way too many video games if you ask me, but I guess he decided to have his friends pop over and spend the night at the house. And I think my husband told me that there's going to be a bunch of kids downstairs. I just don't remember because I was already in bed. I've been trying to go to bed earlier. All right, so I don't know. And, you know, what I wear to bed is I kind of wear my husband's underwear, and then I kind of wear a t-shirt, but kind of a 1980s flash dance type of thing where it's like off the shoulder. It's not very sexy by any means. It has a lot of cat scratches and old lactating stains, and I don't know what the hell. Nothing sexy by any means. I mean, but it just isn't the most conservative type of sleepwear, because I'm at the age now where I'm starting to get hot flashes, and so I don't sleep in my flannel pajamas. No, never Victoria's Secret. I tried that once. I bought a pair of Victoria's Secret pajamas. Now, I like Victoria's Secret. I shop there a lot. You know, I love their perfume and their body spray and their bras. They got great products. But I don't know what the heck I bought, but I bought a pair of pajamas thinking it would make me sexier. I mean, anything to help, you know, help my husband think I'm remotely attractive. And they're the most uncomfortable things to sleep in. And I really like to sleep in my husband's boxers. Contrary to popular opinion, women do not like panties. We hate that. I mean, men's underwear is so much more comfortable. I mean, call me a transvestite, I don't care, but men's underwear, it's roomier, there's more allowance for aeration, it's just less, you know, like the elastic. I don't know if you guys have ever seen a pair of panties, but a new pair has a lot of elastic. Like if you get the Jill Boxers or the Hanes Herways or whatever I like, 36-hour Mama, I don't know what brand I buy, but I don't like beige. I don't buy beige. I like black underwear, to be honest, because this way, you know, if the cat decides to, I don't know, poop on it or whatever, and I can't wash out the stain, or I poop on it, no one sees. So I like that. Not that I poop on my underwear. I've been constipated for days, but that's neither here nor there. But the problem is new underwear is very the elastic is very, I don't know, uncomfortable. All right, and especially if anybody gets a Brazilian wax, you can't wear underwear, and so men's boxer briefs. I don't like tidy whities, but I love the burgundy and the blue and the gray boxer briefs. I love that. Okay, so anyway, so I'm in that, and I'm in but they're new. Okay, I can't wear my husband's old boxer briefs, because then the opening is just always open. You know how underwear, when it starts to get, yeah, but a new boxer brief is very it's compliant. It's got some elasticity to it, but you don't have elastic in the wrong places. See? So I come downstairs. So obviously I'm not the most dressed, and you know it's a little cold, in the morning, and you know with the air conditioning on, and I walk, apparently all the boys couldn't fit into my son's room because my son's room is small, so they're all sprawled out all over the downstairs, and I almost trip on one of them. So now you have a half naked, semi menopausal, hot flashing woman almost falling over a, and I mean I. I didn't, you know, hit anything or touch anything I shouldn't have. But I just don't, I mean, you know, somebody could very easily say, wait a second, you know, Stone's mom, Stone is my son, jumped on me when I was asleep. I'm like, I swear to God, I did it. All I did, I was not expecting people there. I almost tripped, and I ran. I was like, oh my God, there's people there. You know, so I ran upstairs, I got dressed, and I pretended like and I think they were all asleep. You know, when teenagers finally fall asleep at 4 or 5 in the morning, my guess is then by 6:30, they had to have been in either a stage 4. Or a deep REM. There had to have been some sort of sleep cycle beyond the stage 1 and 2. So my, you know, but I mean, I worry. I mean, is somebody going to go home and, you know, be all bruised up or something? And their mommy's like, well, what's this? You know, well, you know, Dahlia, you know, fell off. I mean, I don't know what they were sleeping on. I think they were sleeping on air mattresses or whatever. So all I know is I hope I don't get in trouble for attacking a pediatric somebody under 18. I didn't. All I did was fall. All right, and I got my, I was like, I'm out of here. I am so out of here. I am scared. I am freaked out. And I ran my Hanes her way boxer brief butt back up the stairs. By the way, that's another misconception. People think that women like to sleep in the nude. No, we don't. Especially if you have animals and cats and things like that. We really, really don't. There was a study saying that you're actually healthier if you do sleep in the nude. Apparently, sleeping naked is supposed to be healthier for you. But I like to bundle up when it's cold. And, you know, I definitely don't want to give, you know, any of the bed bugs a show. Okay? I mean, if they're in my bed rent-free, the last thing they're going to see is me naked. And although, come to think of it, that may actually scare the bed bugs out of the bed. I didn't even realize that. I don't know. Animals are different when it comes to nudity. They really are. You know, like when I take a shower, the cats just sit there and just watch. Like, seriously, that's why I believe in reincarnation. I think there's a bunch of men that came back as my cats, and they just sit there and watch me take a shower. I don't know why, because there's prettier people in the neighborhood to watch. And then when I go to the bathroom, they all want to come into the bathroom, want to go to the bathroom. I don't understand what, I'm like, I'm on the potty. I don't get it. But they're just fascinated with, not the actual excrement because it's in the toilet, but just going to the bathroom. So I don't know. So the pets are going to be taken away now. I'm not an exhibitionist. I have no idea what the heck is going on, but hopefully this isn't my last show. Just please, if you're going to spend the night at my kid's house, warn me, okay? Please warn me. Warn yourself. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product project I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, many of you listen to the show sometimes live, sometimes not. Let's go to the phone lines and hear your questions. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Maybe it's about 3 or 4 evenings ago, I turned your show on, and you were just finishing up talking about students on technology. My 12-year-old grandson's always on a computer playing Minecraft. And how's a good idea to get him to not be on it for hours? Thank you. Thank you, dear. I enjoy your show. Bye-bye.
See, you sound like an awesome grandma. Doesn't she sound like an awesome grandma? By the way, I'm mad at this kid, okay? Because one of my grandmas, I mean, was she a battle axe? Oh my gosh! I mean, bless her soul, and I love her, but oh, would she yell at me? You guys thought my mom was bad. Oh, my grandma, she would. That was the one that said my butt was big. Remember, I had a grandma that said my butt was big. Yeah, that was the one. So I mean, you, oh my gosh, you sound like such a nice grandma. Doesn't she? Okay, so you got a grandkid comes over. I'm assuming when he comes over, all he does is play Minecraft. So the easy thing for you to do is not have a computer. But here's the thing, okay? I'm worried about, saying things that aren't really practical and realistic, because, I mean, I want to be a cool grandma. I've realized that I've already lost, my relationship with my kids. You know, once they start to go into the teenage years, they want nothing to do with me anymore. Anytime they can leave the house and get away from me, they seem to be really excited about that. So my only hopes for having anybody come to visit me or want to, be around me, would be the grandkids. And so I could very easily tell you, honey, to, shut off the computer and tell the kid no computer and to spend time. That's not going to be realistic. If I did that, nobody would want to come over. So I've already been designing my house to have every computer game. I mean, I'm going to have a whole, I'm going to make my house such an electronic palace that they're going to want to come over. But that's not what solves the problem, okay? I'm also worried about their eyes. I still freak out about that one study looking at retinal detachment and our cell phones. And that still scares the heck out of me. If you're staring at your cell phone or your smartphone, for extended periods of time, it may put you at risk for retinal detachment. And again, they have to do a lot more research on that before we can, actively warn people. And then the risk of becoming nearsighted because of the iPhone. So, I mean, these are very, very big concerns. These are very, very, concerning, health studies out there. But, 12-year-olds, they don't care. They are really into their video games. So what you need to do is you first have to figure out what is your end goal, okay? Your end goal is to become closer with your grandkid, okay? If you are upset that he is on the computer at mom's and dad's house, that's one thing. But if he's bonding with you, all right, you need to strategize, and sometimes it takes years to strategize with a child. You got to get them to trust you. I'm not saying you got to manipulate them later, but if you appear to this kid as the party pooper, they're not going to want to see you. You're going to have no input whatsoever. And a 12-year-old's mind is a very, very young, difficult mind, because a lot of things get ingrained during this time. So whoever yelled at me and was a jerk to me in my preteen and puberty years, I didn't like. But then whoever was a jerk later in my dating years, you just blow it off. So it all depends on what you'll do. This is very difficult. And, maybe as a little boy, your grandson always wanted to sit on grandma's lap and always wanted to go wherever grandma was. The computers rule now. So you need to do a few things. Okay? So if, let's say, you don't live in the same house, and this is your house, and they come over, all right, you want to make sure you already have activities ready to go. They'll be able to play on the computer for a little bit if they want, okay? But, you need to remind them, this is your time with me. But we got to be very, very careful, because you don't want them to go, oh, man, I'm not allowed to be on the computer. Going to grandma means I have to go through computer withdrawal. Computer withdrawal needs to happen at the house. Okay, the parents need to be the bad guys, not the grandparents. The grandparents have to be the heroes. So, one thing I would suggest is, okay, all right, before you play computers, I need you to help me. We're going to bake a cake. We're going to bake some cookies. We're going to make dinner. Get on the apron. You're going to help me cook. Now, the funny thing is a lot of kids love to cook. They do. They love to get, come shopping with me. We're going to get some groceries. You're going to pick out. You're going to make the meal tonight. So I don't know what to make. You're going to make. Just you decide. So come. Here's the money. All right. Take me to the store. And, and even though nobody likes grocery shopping, because I did that with my kids. Actually, my husband did it with the kids. They cannot stand going grocery shopping. They cannot stand bringing in the groceries. They cannot stand, waiting for us to cook dinner. But boy, did changing it around with my 13-year-old when we said, all right, here's the money. You decide. You plan dinner. plan dinner. And, you know, even with your teenagers, goes, okay, guys, we're going to do an exercise. You're going to be living on your own soon, aren't you? Yeah, we're going to be living on our own. Yeah, all right. So let's say you have a budget, and let's say you have $40, okay, to, you know, feed yourself for a week. Take me to the store. Show me what you do. And, yeah, that may not be the most exciting, but it's different. All right, what about going outside? Take me for a hike. You know, let's go feed the ducks. Everybody likes to feed the ducks. It doesn't matter how old you are, all right, or young you are. I mean, everybody likes to feed the ducks. Make them, take it to the mall. All right, you know, one real good way to get the kid outside, I've done this with my kids, is go, look, we live in Las Vegas, and Las Vegas has this new area called Downtown Summerlin. I think it opened about a year ago. So they have these stores, and you, it's kind of like an outdoor mall, so when the weather's nice, it's awesome. When the weather's not so nice, it's not so good. But if I tell my kids, well, you guys take me to the Apple store and show me what they have that's new, teach me about these electronics, because I don't know what the hell is going on. They will drop everything to go to an Apple store. And even though we're not going to buy something, they want to teach. So, you know, have them teach you. I do this with the kids also. I go, guys, I got to make logos for National Blood Donation Week. Or I need to teach. What am I supposed to do on Photoshop or Adobe Illustrator? So make them stop and teach you. So you see where we're kind of getting. What we have to do is we have to do some very easy transitions. Remember, your goal is not to get the kid off Minecraft. That's not your initial goal. Your goal is to continue to bond, to have quality time with them, and to not have them distracted, you know, playing on a game by themselves. So you need to get them excited about other things, all right? I got to teach you how to play chess. You don't know how to play chess. Sit down. That's what my mom does. My mom plays chess with the kids. The only problem is she kicks her butt, and then they don't want to play with her. Another thing that always excites kids is making money. And so one thing that you could do is, come up with like a little business or come up with a little, and I'm not saying they have to do like a lemonade stand, you know, I know sometimes, but, you know, these are things that grandma and grandpa could do with them. Or, look, I got a whole bunch of stuff in the garage that we need to sell on eBay. So you get a percentage of everything we sell. Let's get to work. So let's bring in some things. Let's catalog them. It may not be the most exciting thing, but, you know, so you want to get the next World of Warcraft. You want to buy some more cheats on World of Warcraft, or get the next Assassin's Creed game, or I'm now starting to forget all of them because I stopped listening to my kids a long time ago, or the next, you know, Minecraft, series or game or whatever, Star Wars Rogue Nation or whatever. You want to make some money for that? Let's go make some money so you can buy another game. And then I spend 2-3 hours doing that. So, I mean, you're not going to be able to take the kid away from the computer for 8 hours at a time. But if you could start at an hour at a time, make them bake cookies, you know, plant, go, you know what, I want to start a garden. What do you think we should grow? I don't care. Well, help me. Well, you know, should we grow strawberries? Should we grow? Let's go get some soil. Let's go get some, you know, will you help me plant these and help me take care of them? Same thing with fish. Start a fish tank. Start a, these are things that, you know, we fear that we can't compete with the computer. And we can't. I mean, I've seen the women that my husband could look at on the computer, okay, and you see me. I cannot compete with the computer. Right? But that doesn't mean we are completely out of the game. There's a lot of things we could do. Okay, let's say you have a teenager, okay, and they're on the computer, and they're thinking about college. Then, you know, start that conversation with them and go, you think about college? Which one? Oh, so-and-so. Will you show me? What? Why? Show me that one. Okay, so make them get on the computer and show you, and then, you know, so what do we need to do to get you into a college like that? You gotta transition, you know, and it's, but there's, you know, there's lots of conversations you could have with the kids these days, you know? My conversations will always be around, you know, is your grandma the best grandma ever? And they're going to say, no, grandma sucks. I'm like, what? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Rebel. All right, we are back in the Dr. Dahlia Show. Yeah, that was actually a note. I know that sounded like gas. That was actually a note. Okay, that's how we sing these days with the cool kids. That kind of thing. So, yeah, that was a note. Come on, people. You know I can sing. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Dr. Dahlia. So they say Americans are fatter than ever. What? I hate seeing these headlines. I'm like, oh, gosh. All right. They say the average U.S. man is 15 pounds heavier than they were 20 years ago, but not taller. They say Americans are growing in height at a slower rate than almost any other nation. Well, if, you know, we also are a very, immigrant friendly country. And so if we are, you know, bringing in many people of other cultures that are not as tall, our average height is going to actually go down. So it's, you know, I mean, before America was a lot of the WASP, Northern European, tall German, you know, Russian, Austrian, as we, you know, throughout the centuries opened up to more, other ethnicities and cultures, obviously, you know, our height and our physical appearance and our physical phenotypes. That's the word I'd be looking for. Changes. So it makes sense. Medical experts warn the figures released on Wednesday, and they're concerned about our obviously health. The data comes from the CDC report conducted between 2011 and 2014. Researchers found that the average American man today weighs 196 pounds, up from 181 pounds in the last report. Yeah, I remember when I was going to medical school, average man was supposed to weigh 180, and now the average man weighs close to 200. You know, but see here. Okay, now you know a lot of them also weightlift. I mean, a lot of them. A lot of them are now in the gym even more. And so, you know, rather than just doing cardio and aerobics like we did in the 80s, you know, let's get physical. You know, guys aren't doing Olivia Newton-John or Jane Fonda stuff. I mean, they're, you know, bench pressing and they're pumping iron and they're creatining and they're just boosting those big succulent pectoral, deltoid, you know, rhomboid, and oh, their quadratus lumborum and the quad, oh, those quads. So of course they're going to gain more weight. They say women have added 17 pounds to their weight. Yeah. Since the 80s, I think I have gained about 17 pounds. So they've gone from an average of 152 pounds to 169 pounds. That's not good. Men have grown, I know, yeah, present company included. Men have grown just a tenth of an inch in 20 years, and they are average 5'9". Women have not grown at all, and the average female is still under 5'4". See, I'm 5'5.5". See? So that means I'm kind of tall for a woman. Children have also, quote-unquote, swelled. They say the average 11-year-old boy weighs 13 pounds more today than he did in the early 1990s, and they've grown about an inch in height. Today's 11-year-old girls typically weigh 7 pounds more than they did 20 years ago. They have not grown in height. So, for men, they say the biggest increase in weight was seen in those aged between 60 to 69 years old, a leap of 17 pounds. The highest increase in weight among women was seen in those aged between 20 and 29, adding 21 pounds to their weight compared to 20 years ago. So, 4 in 10 American women are now considered obese. And the obesity rates for men and women have been kind of leveling over the past 10 years, but then there was a surge. And they say 40% of women are obese compared to 35% of men. All right, so what's going on? Well, I really credit the working environment, I love my job. I'm an assistant professor at Toro University, and I teach students, and oh my gosh, I love my job. I love these students. They are just, I'm a little baby doctor, they? Little babies. Love them. Oh my gosh. Mama doctor here. I love it. Love my job. Plus, I love radio. But my day goes from 6 in the morning, that's a late start, 6 in the morning to probably midnight every day. And I know 6 hours of sleep stinks. Now, maybe 20, 30 years ago, okay, maybe I wouldn't have worked that long, those long hours, all right? And then, you know, 30, 40 years prior to that, I might have been in the home, all right? So I might have been, now, see, to me, if I was home all day, I think I would be eating, you know? But homemakers are, they're the busiest, that's the, I guess, busiest job out there. And so, you know, when you're taking care of kids and you're cleaning and you're cooking and you're, you know, running errands and you're doing everything for the family and so it's different. With our kids, I'm noticing it's difficult for me to take them to, you know, soccer or baseball or football or swim or, what else did they do? Taekwondo. You know, so thank God for dad helping drive. But when you have both parents working, how are these kids getting to their sports? And boy, you got to carpool a lot. Thank God for carpool and the carpool lane, I might add. So, you know, we're doing things differently. You know, the other big problem is we're in front of a computer. I mean, we are in front of a computer. You know, when I would see patients, it was all, you know, it was a paper chart. So you'd be walking around with a chart, so a 10-pound chart sometimes. And you're running around room to room. You know, and now physicians, you have to sit there and you have to go on a computer. So while you're, I can't type and stand. I can't do that. I have to sit down and be situated in front of a computer, in front of the laptop. And then I have to sit there and input. And so you're sitting more. So we have a society now where we sit more. And then when we come home, I mean, wow, all the options on TV. I mean, there are so many options. Whatever you're into, if you're into nature, if you're into comedy, if you're into horror, if you're into, I mean, there's so many options. Why do you think I keep telling you guys to listen to the Dr. Dahlia show? Because nobody else does. Yeah, that too. But the reason why I tell you guys to listen to the Dr. Dahlia show is because I'm worried about your health. Because I don't want to get fired. Because, you know, when you guys listen to radio, many times you're at the gym. Many times you're going for a walk. Many times you're working in your garage. So, you know, we've been, you know, asking ourselves how much taller have we gotten. I think we're going to be seeing very skewed results on that because our demographics are very different. And so, you know, if you have, demographics that generally are a couple inches shorter than the previous, you know, Northern European American descent, then you're gonna skew the average height. So, you know, we'll keep you guys posted on that, but we got some splaining to do. This is serious stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But we got some news for skinny folk. If you're skinny, they're saying you're more at risk for Alzheimer's. Yeah, if you're skinny. Now, by skinny, we're not talking about slim. We're talking about being underweight. According to a Massachusetts General Hospital and Brigham Women's Young Hospital, researchers have found a connection between lower weight and more extensive deposits of protein amyloid plaques, which is associated with the devastating Alzheimer's. The study looked at 280 healthy subjects between the ages of 62 and 90. Remember, there was a study saying if you were a little plump when you were entering your senior years, you lived longer than skinny people, like, you know, underweight. Well, this is, again, laying credence to that. And I'm not saying everybody gain weight, but I know I'm eating a ho-ho as we talk about this right now. But this is, they, you know, reduced weight being linked, we don't know why. We have no idea, unless being underweight is a stress factor. And maybe you do need some fat or the hormone production from the fat to help prevent the beta amyloid, you know, protein deposition in the brain. I gotta tell you, you know, some of these studies that come out and these associations, you know, you're like, what? So if you have a family member who is underweight, now, to me, I always thought, well, if somebody was underweight, a sign of Alzheimer's is anorexia sometimes. So maybe the Alzheimer's was there and that's why they're underweight. Which came first, the chicken or the egg? 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Yeah. I tell you, I really should have had a career in singing. I'm just so good. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know what it is? One time I sang somewhere, and it really was good. And then all of a sudden, I thought it was a Beyonce. And I just, you know, haven't gotten over the fact that, you know, nobody really wants to listen to my singing. I'm not really sure what I need to do from here on out, because that is my dream. I just want to live my dream. And my dream had always been, well, I've always wanted to be a teacher. Always. But yeah, I've never talked about that because I'm so busy talking about Michael Fassbender and stuff. But in terms of very realistic, practical dreams, I remember I was a kind of a dork in school. I went to 12 schools, but I loved my teachers. There was rarely a teacher I hated, except the one that made me wear a dunce cap. I literally had to wear a dunce cap in the 80s in this one class, and I would sit there and cry. It was grueling. And then I had, you know, teachers that would spank you. You had spankings with paddles and stuff. It was, yeah, just crazy time. But anyway, but for the most part, you know, the teachers that didn't hit me, I really liked. And so, you know, I remember sitting there, you know, and maybe it's because of the power, or maybe it's because of the, you know, the audience. My guess is it's the audience. You know, I would sit there and look at, you know, what a teacher could do, you know, because I always wanted an audience. I know I'm doing radio, and, you know, everyone's going, well, then, you know, why would you also want to teach? I just love to teach. And it's not just because of the audience, but that's probably a very captivating part of that, which is what unfortunately turns a lot of other people off from teaching, because they don't want the attention. They don't want an audience. Me, I love it. Yesterday I got to lecture to the students about, you know, how to do their presenting notes, like in history and physical. And this is something that we do as a student all the way up to the day we retire from medicine. And it's one of the most crucial, you know, groundbreaking or crucial foundation building concepts that we need to teach them. Now, I know, and I don't think I did a bad job. I know, I'm praying I don't mess them up. And, when you realize that you're making a difference, okay, it's one thing to have an audience, but when you realize that you have that kind of an impact, it makes life meaningful. So like today I get to give lectures to the residents, some of the residents at Valley Hospital. Valley Hospital is a hospital nearby that I trained at also. And so these are students that already graduated, but they're now in their internship and residency. And so lecturing to them, they've, you know, obviously the topic is going to be different. I'm going to, you know, teach them about public speaking and, you know, how to be a good public speaker. You know, notwithstanding how I'm going through this particular segment. Okay. I'll quit being tongue tied and trust me, it'll be a much better lecture. I'll have PowerPoint. Okay. Thank God for PowerPoint. But, you know, when you wake up in the morning, and that's what I'm noticing I'm doing. I mean, I'm waking up in the morning and I'm realizing I am making a difference. Now, many of you are probably like, well, wait a second, Dolly, you had a private practice for years. I mean, you woke up and you helped save lives and you found cancer and you, I know I did, and I miss it. I miss it. A lot of people don't, you know, because of, you know, the you know, what running a practice does to you. It really is traumatizing. You get very traumatized by, and I would never equate it to something that would happen during an act of war or anything like that, but it is such a stressful thing to run an office and run employees, you know, and deal with staff issues and, you know, all the Obamacare BS that it is. It's very traumatizing, but I miss it nonetheless. I need to every day know that I am getting up and I'm doing something. Now, one thing that I think depresses a lot of people is they may have that same passion and they don't think that's happening at their job. In fact, I had patients that said, look, I work I hate the term 9-to-5, but they had a 9-to-5 job. Oh, trust me, I ripped into them going, you got a 9-to-5 job and you're complaining? Okay, so don't worry. After I smacked them upside the head, though, you know, with some empathy, I realized what they were, you know, saying. You know, they love seeing these stories of, you know, people making a difference. And one of the reasons why I'm a little melancholy in talking about this is because one of my friend's kids, who has been battling brain cancer, seemed to really be taking a good turn and really fighting this, until I found out yesterday that the cancer came back to his brain and to his spine. And so when you just see the outpouring of people that want to help and they want to do something, he does have a GoFundMe page. Please go to my Facebook and my Twitter and find the Ryan Medical Fund. He's got a very big fight ahead of him, and he's such a cutie. He's a little 13-year-old boy. It blows my mind what he has to go through. But a lot of us, we want to make a difference. And, you know, for our psyche, it's really important. Remember I told you one way to help deal with depression is to work at, you know, with a charity. And, you know, it doesn't have to be just, you know, any charity or, you know, do something altruistic. It really, really helps. And so for those of you who feel like you're getting burned out at work or you're, and which is, you know, to be honest, that's one of the impetuses. That's probably one of the inspirations for all the community service work I was doing. I've always loved community service. I've always loved, you know, helping people out and making people smile and, you know, just, you know, be, you know, cause I've always been a teacher's pet. And like I told you, you know, in school, I was always a dork. I just always wanted to make, I wanted to be the goody two shoes. Okay. I loved being the goody two shoes. But, I think maybe when driving forces, you know, I was not getting burned out, but I was getting very disillusioned by, was I really making a difference? I mean, I was a doctor for crying out loud, and I would make a recommendation, and it wouldn't be able to get done. No, the MRI didn't get approved. Or I couldn't see the specialist right away. Or I know you really like that medicine, but the insurance won't pay for that medicine. You know, or I just don't want to take your advice. I mean, there's a variety of reasons. I can't just blame Obamacare. I mean, you know, so, you know, here I am, you know, thinking that I'm making a difference, that I am guiding people in the right direction. And you can't in medicine say, I told you so. You can't tell a person, I told you so. You can't do that. I mean, I wanted to, you know, but you couldn't. But when you stop being heard or stop being listened to, that hurts. Remember we were talking about that listener who, I guess he's in a firm with a few women, and he feels the women are the only ones being listened to, and he's not. And his ideas aren't getting listened. And, you know, I told him, I mean, after a certain point, you can't work there. I mean, you can't spend your day putting effort into something and not feeling like you're being heard or being listened to. Now, mind you, some of us, you know, could be saying stuff that really shouldn't be listened to. All right, maybe some of us, I mean, you know, sometimes I know I am spewing out hot air. I mean, I'll sit there in a meeting, and I'll start making jokes, and I'll understand if somebody says, all right, Dahlia, you don't get to talk. And that has happened many times. In fact, I was just in a meeting last week, and the doctor running the meeting said, okay, well, we already heard from Dahlia, so anybody else? And I'm like, but I didn't even really get to speak. Now it's my turn to speak on the schedule and the agenda. Now I have time to speak, and you guys completely passed over me. Why? Because I was too busy making jokes. So, I mean, yeah, that happens, but I don't mind because at least I get to be heard in other venues or in other aspects of my day, either on the radio or by teaching, etc. So if any of you guys are in a rut or in a slump and you're not sure why and, you know, you think it's the job because you hate your job or you don't feel like your job is meaningful. And by the way, every job is meaningful. Every single job is meaningful. Okay? Whether you make the plastic forks and spoons, you know, that allow people to eat. I met the gentleman that he's CEO of Toro University and College Systems. He is the one that designed the straw that bends for people in a hospital. And now many of us, you know, we love the straw that bends to us so we don't have to, you know, I guess be completely vertical over the drink. And he also he's the one that helped create the shape of the Cheerio and the Bugle. All right? We all matter. We all make a difference. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size the plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.